Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
They balled out last week.
Yes, they did.
28-0.
28-0 against Good Pasture. Huge win for the boys. Got the trophy. Got the celebration. It's a rivalry game.
How awesome is it from a coaching perspective to like see the kids work on something during the week and then execute it on Friday night?
It's a totally new feeling, and it's so fulfilling. It's unreal. I'm like, my guys are out there making plays, and I'm going, that's what we worked on all week. Let's go,
my
man.
My boy.
Yeah. So it's really been fun for me, and very, very humbling and fulfilling to be able to help these kids hopefully get better and learn along the way and be better dudes.
Broadcasting live from Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply today. Toro, one-day sale. Stop by and see us. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, where you can take advantage of their one-day sale. Get 25% off MSRP on all Toro Z-Master zero-turn mowers that are in stock. 600 Old Hickory Boulevard, Suite 110. We are in Bellevue until 6 o'clock, and we would love to see you. Titans with the win over the Texans, and we'll talk about the Jags game real quick. We were talking during the break. I don't know if you guys saw this. I know you two guys we've talked about this, but if you're sitting in traffic listening in your car, wherever you are, LaFleur, the offensive coordinator, said yesterday that the Wildcat formation with Derrick Henry, they put in on Saturday right before the walkthrough, and he said it's a credit to Mike Vrabel. It was his idea. Said he came to him and said, we need something to throw them off.
Yep.
And a credit to the players to get it done. Have you ever been a part of something like that where something was installed on a Saturday before the game?
Huge credit to the players. In my time, I never saw anything like that. You make tweaks, you make adjustments, you show up on game day and you know, change the depth or change little things about certain plays. That's not uncommon. But to throw a whole new wrinkle into the scheme that ended up being so critical. That second drive of the game when they pulled it out and marched down the field and went up 14-0, basically, you know, because of the Wildcat, because Derrick Henry was pounding the rock, and it was such a big part of why they won that game. It's just, it blew my mind when I heard that, and I, you know, kudos to everybody involved who went out and took it to the field and got the job done.
As LaFleur said, that was their one scoring drive, their one touchdown drive was on that Wildcat drive, and they backed off after like five plays, and Coach Mack told us this week, he said, you know, by the time players can get to the sideline and they start communicating, that's when they can adjust to what you're doing. So about five plays, that's about right. And Blaine Gabbert came in and threw a touchdown pass. Taywan Taylor made the Honey Badger look ridiculous.
Well, no one human being is going to tackle Taywan Taylor by himself. So in the open field, I mean, it's going to take more than that. That's what makes him special. That's what makes him a deadly weapon. So I think that's a huge part of this week's game as well, is that receiving core. I think they're underrated. Each one of those guys, those four top four guys, went out and made a play, a pivotal play during the game on Sunday against the Texans to help get this victory. Taywan with the touchdown. My boy Tajay Sharp, huge catch on third down on the drive where they kicked the game-tying field goal. Had the ball at midfield, 14-yard catch. Just unbelievable. That was a special play. Rashard Matthews had a couple touches. And, of course, Corey Davis has got to be the guy. And I think if we go to Jacksonville this week, it's going to be critical that we can throw the ball downfield. Last week we said the defense had to show up and shut down Deshaun. Obviously, we know they're going to show up against a great Jacksonville offense. I think to win this game, we got to throw the ball down the field. They're going to stack the box. They're going to shut off Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry in our running game. I don't know who's going to be throwing them the ball for four quarters, but if we want to beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville against this defense, those four receivers got to play big. We got to throw the ball down the field and get some chunk plays, and we got to, you know, help whoever's behind center out any way we can.
How do you scheme something up against corners like that? Because they're going to be out there. I mean, they think they can cover anybody one on one. So, you know, there are opportunities, but how do you attack guys like that who are just among the best there are?
Yeah, I think we saw a little bit of it last week. Corey Davis was getting those screen balls. You get the ball out of quarterback's hands into the open field. You scrape a corner or a DB and then have a lead blocker coming. You run crossing routes across the field. Maybe some legal pick plays, right. Something like that.
The legal version is called a rub, right?
Some rub routes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at some point, you just got to go, man, I got some dudes, man. I can guarantee. I know Rashard Matthews isn't afraid of any corner in this league. I know Taj. I know those. They're not afraid of anybody. They got to go make plays. You're a first-round draft pick, Corey Davis. You're expected to go, you know, Jalen Ramsey's human. AJ Boye is human. I mean, we can make those plays, man. And it gets me, I'm fired up just talking about it because I think that, you know, the whole group, the wide receiver group, is a little underrated by the media, by, you know, especially the national media. And we need a game against top flight guys that we go out and ball and show everybody what we're made of. And we can go out and do that, and we'll have to do that if we want to beat the Jags.
A lot of hidden points in yardage and special teams as well. And the Titans special teams, literally, I mean, they've scored 2 touchdowns so far this year.
It's been huge. It's been huge. And you know me, guys, I'm a special teams guy. I made a 7-year career out of being on the fourth down side of the ball. And we've been winning that battle. It's so critical. It's so critical. When you're inside that locker room, you know, you feel it more, but I don't think it gets talked about enough. We talked about the bad punt by the Texans that set us up, the huge special teams play last week. We don't have any turnovers then in that respect. The special teams can make a huge difference in close games like this.
It's funny. I mean, the game plan last week was absolutely brilliant and executed so well, and they were creative, and they came up with plays. One thing they didn't do, and by design, I guess, is have Blaine Gabbert push the ball down the field. Can they do that against this defense? I mean, obviously, with those corners, you have to stay ahead of the chains. You can't get in third and long and succeed.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to ask. I mean, we know this defense coming. We got our bookend back though. Taylor Lewan's back.
Yeah.
And that lets you sleep a little better at night as an offensive coordinator, as a quarterback that's back there with your back to that rush that's coming after us. But yeah, I think we have to. I think that you're going to see if we do not push the ball downfield and make plays on the outside. And soften these defense. The second you complete a ball on these guys, they're going to be thinking about it. So they're going to soften up. If we struggle to push the ball downfield, if we get in third and longs, we're going to let these guys pin their ears back and come after us on third down. It's a recipe for disaster. We got to make plays on the outside. We were talking about the D-line stepping up last week. I think it's the receiving core that has to go out there and make plays against one of the best secondaries in the league.
Also, maybe run some Derrick Henry down their throats, I would imagine, too. And Deion Lewis is a guy, they're still going to have to figure out what the equation is each week for the running backs. But you do have 2 guys who can do some different things. But we've seen Derrick Henry have success against the Jags and finish some runs, even on top of Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, no doubt. And we say it all the time. The thunder and lightning, whoever's which, right? Derrick can take one to the house, and our boy Deion Lewis can pound in the tackles area. But I think that it's just, you know, as a defensive coordinator scheming for the Tennessee Titans, you are going to take away the run first. You're going to take those 2 guys away, and you're just going to say, hey, you got to beat us on the outside. You don't have your number one receiving weapon from a year ago. He's done for the season. Who's going to be the guy to step up? If Corey Davis goes out and has 250 for 4 touchdowns and they lose because of it, you'll hear the coach say, hey, we wanted to, that's who had to beat us, and he did because he's a baller.
Right.
And so he is capable of that. It'll be a great matchup to watch all over the field with those receivers and DBs.
Tall task, obviously. Jacksonville, a 9-point favorite. A lot of people think they're the best team in the AFC, certainly, maybe the NFL, them and the Rams. But a huge opportunity. I mean, if you can go down there and steal one, then you're talking about 2-0 in the division with a road win at Jacksonville. This is a huge opportunity for this team.
It's massive. This early in the season, you know, we were talking, you know, sort of some must-win stuff last weekend. It's so early to say that, but you're right. Must-win, no. Huge opportunity at hand, absolutely. Especially in Jacksonville to check that one off the list. We know we have them again at home later in the year, but would be absolutely massive for our boys to go get the job done for, you know, 2 weeks in a row.
He's Mark Mariani. He joins us every Friday for a couple hours. Good luck tonight, man.
Thank you, guys. I'll let you know.
Hope both your guys ball out
tonight. Yeah.
Darn right. Thank you, guys. It was very fun. Thanks for having me again. Go Titans.
With all two right. guys, your receiver room is basically a phone booth.
we don't need much field space over there in the corner.
Your little chat at halftime. Yeah. You're over there by the pylon.
Making my adjustment. Hey, I got the coach visor going strong.
Oh, okay? You
do? Oh, yeah. Coach visor all the way. I look like the nerdiest stereotypical coach. Go check my Instagram. It's bad.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys. Short.